What's going on? It's Anton from AntonDaniels.com. I appreciate you guys for continuing to rock with me. I just came out from the restaurant earlier today, and what I realized was that there was going to be a lot of single mothers out here in these streets tomorrow and tonight celebrating themselves because they don't think that they average. Let me say that again one more time. There's a lot of single mothers that is going to be celebrating themselves tonight and tomorrow because they don't think that they average. Now, let me qualify this by saying that, again, I just came from the bar slash restaurant. I call it the bar because in any restaurant that I go to, I try to be intentional about sitting at the bar instead of in the booths because it allows for me to be able to people watch. And I can get a little bit more context by having conversations with the people with me around me, right? And so we at the bar and we kicking it and, you know, I ran into a few people that I know. But then on top of that, I was able to have some conversations with a couple of the ladies that were sitting next to us. Now, these women were out, no ring on their finger, out here in these streets, celebrating themselves because they had to go and celebrate their mothers tomorrow. Now, when I was having a conversation with one woman, she was saying that her mother had been married for all this time or whatever. And then, you know, I let my intrusive thoughts kick in and I asked her and I said, oh, you know, nobody's bringing you in or whatever. She's like, oh, my kids is growing in this. And so I'm like, well, what about your husband? You know, I'll be acting naive, like I don't know what's going on, especially with people that don't know who I am. So I'm acting naive, like I don't know what's going on. And I'm like, you know, why your man ain't taking you out or whatever? And she's like, oh, he gone. You know, she started going in on him or whatever. And women can't wait. They get all dressed up. They get all spiced out. And they can't wait to go and down the man. And we already know that next month, the women are going to be celebrating themselves for Father's Day because they want to make themselves feel good. But that's neither here nor there. And so she was basically telling me that her kids was grown or whatever. And so I was like, well, you know, your kids is grown or whatever. And, you know, it's time to start getting yourself in a position to really be able to be that hot mom or whatever. And I ain't going for it, but I'm gonna play it up just to continue to have a conversation, right? Shout out to you, dog. I appreciate you, big dog, and everybody that's in here. And so we having this conversation, and what I realized was most women, not all, because you can never say all, it's always gonna be the anomaly, but most women don't have any idea, not a clue of what average means anymore. Most women don't even believe that they're average. And so they basically telling us, or they giving us the perspective, you know, me and Rita were sitting at the bar and they basically telling us and giving us this perspective that they're waiting on a guy that's on their level. I don't know what the fuck that means anymore. What is waiting on a guy that's on your level mean? I'm very much confused. And if anybody can give me some insight and understanding on what waiting on a guy that's on your level means, especially when you're grown enough to where your children are out the house, you're celebrating yourself for Mother's Day, your kids is not even celebrating you for Mother's Day, you gotta go and celebrate your mother tomorrow for Mother's Day, your mother is married, but you decide that you don't wanna be married and you're not in a relationship, and then when I ask you, oh, okay, you know, I'm just being a little nosy, and I ask you, and I say, hey, where your man at? And we sitting at the bar, we having some drinks, and she like, oh, I'm waiting on a man that's on my level. And so I had to deep dive a little bit more. And I said, well, what's on your level? What does that mean? And so basically she's describing to me the same way that they describe it on social media. And so what y'all experience on social media from a lot of these women, either A, they taking a talking points from women that's on social media, or B, this is what they really feel like in real life. And so, you know, we see a lot of guys at the bar and they shooting they shot at all of these single mamas. Now, we know the majority of these women that's out here in these streets. We know the majority of the women that's at the bar and at the restaurant and celebrating themselves. And then they wind up saying that they was going to the cigar lounge. Did they say they was going to the cigar lounge afterwards?
Yeah.
So they go into the cigar lounge afterwards, her and her homegirl. And so these guys know that most of these women that's sitting at the bar are mothers or single mothers, and so they shooting a shot like crazy, and so that by default inflates their ego. And then on top of that, the women don't feel like the guys that's at the bar shooting a shot is worth their time because they don't feel like or they can't qualify them based off of the car that they drive, the money that they make, how much or how many followers they got on social media, or how relevant they are in whatever industry that they in. And so if you miss the postman, or you work at UPS and you ain't even a driver, because we know that all of the drivers recently got at FedEx and all of that, we know the drivers just got raises and those raises don't even kick in until next year. Or if you just a plant worker, or you just that, you know, you the supervisor at the call center, you may not even have a chance. And I'm not sure that that's a bad thing, because you may not have a chance with this woman that also fucking work at the call center, and she in the same position as you. And so my question then becomes, how did regular people start to think of themselves as abnormally better than regular fucking people? We all are just regular people. And so how did this person become irregular or abnormal to where they so much better than everybody? How did every woman that make less than men on average, according to the census, start somehow, some way becoming not average just because they don't think that they average? You didn't qualify yourself. You didn't have to become better. You didn't have to lose no weight. You didn't have to get richer. You didn't have to, all you had to do was go and get you a new outfit from Shein and throw on some makeup and just come out the house. You ain't in the gym. You ain't running it up. You ain't around other people that's above average or nothing. You working the same jobs as the motherfuckers that you dissing. How is that? Don't y'all realize that the community is broken because the same people that feel like they better than everybody else is on the same level as the people that they feel like they better than? That's why everything is broken. That's why everything is messed up, because for some reason we think that we don't qualify for the things that we really qualify for. Look, we all just people. It's very few of us. What up, DJ Ace? What up, Carrie? It's very few of us in this world that are so abnormally above average. And I know the guys, the way that women qualify men is based off of their ability to provide and protect. And that's the number one thing that most women look for. And the number one thing that most men look for is peace and whether or not you look good, which is all dumb, because you're supposed to be equally yoked. And if you're not equally yoked with the person that you're supposed to be with, then you think that you're abnormal or you're above average, and you're going to get with somebody and then they're not even trying to qualify you based off of your ability to even be able to be their spouse, because they just want to fuck you. And so if they only want to bust you down, it then creates this abnormal environment where a woman says, well, I'm used to dating these great men, then how come ain't none of them married you? So many dudes is out here going out of control and having these women thinking that they're crazy. And I blame the simps, I blame the tricks, and I also blame a lot of these guys that's out here trying to live like rappers. They scamming, they trying to fly these chicks out. And fam, first of all, you can't even keep that up. Secondly, y'all leading with the speed of an Olympic sprinter when you wind up getting with a chick in the first place, because you creating these outsized expectations that you can't hold on to, right? A lot of y'all think that dating makes sense, but all you doing is trying to put your best foot forward, and you know you can't keep that up. You can't keep that up. You know you can't. What? Look, you know why dating is so toxic? Because all you trying to do is deflower and trying to get to the core of who the person really is. And you can't do that at Salt Bay. You can't do that at Ocean Prime. You can't do that at J. Alexander's. You can't do that no matter where you go. You can't even truly find out who the person truly is over dinner. It ain't a dinner that you can have that you're going to truly find out who that person is. You ain't going to never figure out who that person is once y'all go into the show. I don't care how extravagant, how unique, how awesome that date is that y'all make out. Y'all dating for no reason other than to try to get that other person to drop their panties and for him to be able to spend as much money as he can. And then that's going to make you a prostitute, because all you're doing is selling that box for money. And so now y'all out here messing up the game because y'all not equally yoked. Guys have created these monster women that has these outsized expectations, and they think that just because a dude took her on a date and bust her down, that now she qualifies for the best of us, when the reality is that she only really qualifies for a normal everyday person, and we all just normal everyday people. And so when I see these chicks come up to the bar with these bubble glasses on, looking like they Nicki Minaj, and they don't qualify, because if you start to dig deep enough into who they are, they shallow, they don't know how to hold a conversation. You wouldn't be able to take her in front of your partners, your business partners, or any of the directors within the company or the board of directors, or they couldn't go to the chairman. They can't bring you no more business. They don't add no value into your life. And let me help y'all to understand something, ladies. The value that you bring to a man once you get with him long enough has nothing to do with your ability to be able to cook and clean. I know that that's the narrative. I know that people are going to tell you, oh man, I need a woman that cook and clean. That's not enough no more. That's not enough for the men that you think that you qualify for. We require more than cooking and listen, I got a maid at both of my places. My chick don't cook and clean like that. Not on no deep diving, because we've qualified ourselves to be way past that, because we built an empire that doesn't require for that. So if you got those type of resources, I don't need you. Listen, I can throw a load in a washing machine if I just want to. But I got somebody that pick up all of my dry cleaning. We got people that come in here and clean on a regular basis. I got a personal chef that prepare the food that we eat on a regular basis. It's not that no more. I need to understand whether or not I can bring you around, or you actually as a representation of who I am when I'm not with you. I need to understand whether or not I can bring you around and then you go out and network with other women that ultimately allow for me to be doing business with their husbands. You not built like that. You don't know how to speak another language. You can't communicate. You don't even know how to carry yourself as a wife. You got tattoos all over your neck. I can't bring you around my friends because you're going to embarrass me. And so when we start to qualify ourselves based off of what makes sense as far as whether or not you qualify for the best of, and this don't go for just women, this go for men too. When you say that you want the best, a lot of these guys that say that they want her, but you're going to ruin her if you get her. You're not even built for that. You can't have, listen, if you got the best of the best, and I'm not just talking about looks, I'm talking about a person that is well suited to be a wife, you're going to fuck it up because you're not in the position and you're not built to really be around or be able to nurture and groom. And that's why they call you a groom when you're walking down the aisle. You don't really qualify. And so a lot of times we think that we qualify when in reality, you a regular ass woman and a regular ass dude, and that's okay. It ain't nothing wrong with being regular. You know why? Because we all want to be better than what we are. So what you do is you get with somebody that you qualify for and y'all build that shit together. And that way you got equity and you actually both are trying to or have a vested interest in the other person being more successful. So I want the best for you, because the best for you ultimately is the best for me, and you want the best for me because you then become the beneficiary of my greatness. But instead, we got women out here thinking that they're going to come up on a retirement plan from the minute they then align themselves with, and they trying to just live the simple life, live the soft life, but you ain't never built shit with me. And so it's difficult. It's very difficult. I see what you guys are going through. I understand it. I'm in the streets every day. I talk to these people. And the sentiment amongst people is way out of control. Way out of control. Y'all don't want to talk to people that you qualify for. Everybody feel like they... Think about this. For every woman that get finessed by the preacher, or for every woman that winds up aligning themselves with a guy that then qualifies her, even though he's not going to get with her, but he gonna mess it up for all of the rest of the guys by simping out. Remember this, when women go to church and they pray for a good man, but they not what that good man needs, do you realize that you actually disrespecting God and you doing this a disservice? Because God love him too. God loves him too. So if you a bag of bricks with a bad attitude and tattoos on your face, and you don't know how to communicate effectively, and you don't even know how to enunciate your words, don't you realize that you're disrespecting God? Because if he gave you what you asked for, why would you want him to do that to his servant? Don't you know that God loved him too? Why would he give him to you when you a piece of shit? For every person and every woman that sits there and she a piece of shit, and I'm not talking about the good people, so if it don't apply, let it fly. For every person that go out there and pray for the best of the best, if he gave it to you, don't you feel sorry for the person? understanding that you don't qualify and you wouldn't be able to get to the point to where he needs you to be in order for him to get to the next level. This person is a winner. They've sacrificed. They've never been to jail. They've never done the wrong thing. They focus. They're on top of things. They really, really dedicated to what it is that they're supposed to be from a purpose perspective. And then you pray for them, and let's say that God gave them to you and you don't qualify for them. Wouldn't that be disrespectful because God loved him too? I don't want nothing that ain't for me. I need to earn everything that I got. That's why the word says, be faithful over little and then he'll make you rule over much. The idea is that you need to align with somebody and you need to rock out with somebody that's actually on your level. And then y'all can level up together and y'all can work together so that you can qualify yourself for the thing that you're supposed to have. But you think that you're supposed to get something that you don't deserve and that you didn't earn. And that's what we call running in the victim Olympics, because you're going to be by yourself and you're going to be justified for being by yourself. And ain't nobody going to want to be around you because you never qualified yourself for the thing that you're asking for. Whatever it is that you are in life, wherever it is that you are in life, you earned that shit. You deserve it. That's who you're supposed to be. That's where you're supposed to be. That's who you're supposed to be with. You got a whole bunch of baby daddies. Don't sit here and talk about some guy supposed to be a step crash dummy. That's not what he's supposed to be doing. He deserved better than that. And if you was a real friend, you know, when we talk to our friends a lot of times, and I like these guys and use them as an example as far as like these NBA players like the Ja Morants and stuff like that. When we think about these situations and we talk about this stuff, right? A real friend will want the best for you. And even if I'm not the person that's supposed to be going with you, I know that I gotta let you go because where you going, I'm not suited to be there next to you and I'm gonna ruin your opportunities. I'm gonna ruin your bag, your recent renegotiation, your re-up. I'm gonna ruin your endorsements. I'm gonna mess everything up. I might get you in jail because I'm not ready and I don't qualify for being in that situation with you. Real friends know that I gotta let you go in order to do the thing that's best for you. And if the person that you with, the person that you wind up getting with is not your best friend first, meaning that they want the best for you, even if it's not them, then you shouldn't be with them. That's all. That's all. I'm about to go live on YouTube on After Hours. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all stay tapped in. I'm always going to give you the unfiltered, unadulterated truth. I'm never going to tell you. Uncle Anton will never tell you something that's bad for you. It might hurt. It might seem crazy. It might absolutely upset you. It may make you feel like you're not adequate. But that just means that we all got work to do. We all humans. We all want better for ourselves. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm always going to give you the game. I'm never going to tell you something that makes you feel good. I'm going to tell you the truth. It's a lot of people that's going to pander to you, but they're not going to tell you the truth. Uncle Anton going to tell you the truth. I love you. I appreciate you. I'm going to holler at y'all later. Happy Mother's Day.